USA Radio News.
Mortgage demand is plummeting in the U.S. Mortgage applications to purchase a home dropped 12% on a weekly basis and are down 15% compared with the same week 1 year ago. Joel Kahn with the Mortgage Bankers Association spoke to Fox Business.
What we have is housing prices that keep going up because the supply is way too low compared to the number of people who want to buy homes. If you compound that with the fact that interest rates keep going up, the cost of a monthly mortgage, if you're just buying that house that you thought 2 years ago you were going to purchase, it may not be affordable right now. So, you know, the market has to kind of find an equilibrium. The challenge is that this is all happening so quickly.
Since the start of this year, rates have jumped 2%, the fastest pace of growth since May of 1994. And ex-Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane has pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just $12.50 each delivered. That's right. $12.50 each delivered. While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
The state agency in New York has filed an administrative complaint against Amazon. It alleges the e-commerce giant discriminated against pregnant and disabled workers by denying reasonable accommodations and forcing them to take unpaid leave. The complaint alleges the retailer's policy allows on-site managers to override the consultant's recommendations, leading to denials in the worker requests. Tennessee's highest court ruled Republican Governor Bill Lee's school voucher program does not violate the state's constitution. The Tennessee Supreme Court ruled 3-2 on Wednesday. Its decision overturned several lower court rulings that had previously determined the program violated the Tennessee Constitution's home rule. That rule says the legislature cannot pass measures singling out individual counties without local support. Under the law, the voucher program would apply only to Nashville and Shelby County. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
It's looking like a Chinese airliner intentionally crashed in March, and the investigation is ongoing.
A Chinese plane crash that killed 132 people may have been an intentional nosedive. The China Eastern Alliance flight crashed into a mountain in South China back in March, killing 123 passengers and 9 crew members. A report in the Wall Street Journal says a probe into the crash indicates that someone in the cockpit had put the Boeing 737 into a near vertical nosedive. Records show the plane was cruising at 29,000 feet before it suddenly plummeted into the side of a mountain. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As reports swirl of energy companies in 15 states conducting planned power outages to conserve energy this summer, one of Michigan's main power companies is trying to assure people there are no plans for any such outages. Tim Sparks, Vice President of Electric Grid Integration at Consumers Energy, said with air conditioners running, there could be a bigger demand for electric energy. However, he said Consumers Energy is ready. Federal authorities have charged a Georgia man with obtaining a fraudulent $9.5 million Paycheck Protection Program loan. 42-year-old Carl Delano Torhagbo faces bank fraud and money laundering charges in connection with the federal pandemic-related loan. He was arraigned last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.